Turning an idea into a small business doesn't happen by accident. You need to be all in. At Constant Contact, we have the digital marketing tools you need to get the word out, close the sale, raise the funds, and gather a community around this thing you've built. So let's do this together. Let's send this, share this, and shout this from the rooftops. Let's segment this, automate this, and AI this for real results fast. Let's get out of this what we put into this. Let's build this. Let's grow this. Let's win this. Get started today at ConstantContact.com.
Nothing is as it seems in liminal London. Hidden amongst everyday people are werewolves.
You'll be the werewolf then?
Yeah, I'm Megs.
Wizards.
Montgomery Archibald Barker at your bloody service.
And those cursed by the Fey Monarchs of the city.
Declan Buchanan, PI. He has quite a large pair of antlers growing out of his forehead.
Join the unlikely misfits of liminal London as they work to take down the powers that claim to rule the city.
I think the Queen doesn't like you very much.
With incredible guest players like Johnny Chiodini.
You say there's Sludge?
Yeah, Sludge. Yeah, I'm the Sludge Boy.
Fucking love Sludge Boy.
No, again, I'm not that Sludge Boy.
Grant Howitt.
Isaac Newton didn't study in fucking Putney, did he?
Who's Isaac?
Oh my God.
And Sharmini Bundell.
There's a magic community.
There is.
Yay, I'm in a magic community.
Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts to find this mysteriously magical actual play series. Hello, 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 Orphans fans. This is the creator, Zach. I am so excited to present a new show to you today. This is the spin-off of our other podcast, Realms of Peril and Glory. This show is called Realms Blood on the Clock Tower, where we play the ultimate social deduction game, Blood on the Clock Tower. This is a game like Werewolf, Mafia, The Traitors, where there is an evil team hunting down the good team, but the good team doesn't know who the evil team is. They're hiding in plain sight, and it's the good team's job to sniff them out and cast them out. So, this excellent show features some fabulous guests from around the UK tabletop space. We've got folks from No Rolls Barred. We've got folks from Oxventure. Of course, from Realms of Peril and Glory. From The Orphans, you can hear the voices of Pip Gladwin and James Barbarossa, all wheeling, dealing, betraying, etc. If this sounds interesting to you, then you can head over to realmspod.com/clocktower or search Blood in the Clock Tower or Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts, and it's sure to come up. There are two episodes out right now that you can listen to with all these incredible guests with so much betrayal. I think you will really enjoy it. I will get out of the way now, and you can listen to the first half of the first episode right now. Welcome to the thrilling world of Blood on the Clock Tower, a game of betrayal and deduction. I'm Zach, your storyteller, and I'll be guiding you through this journey of intrigue and suspense, along with my co-storyteller, the incredibly talented Emily Bates.
Oh, hello. I'm Emily Bates, and you may know me from over on RP Geeks, where we play RPGs mixed with a little sprinkling of science. And we now play Blood on the Clock Tower. In Blood on the Clock Tower, players are thrown into a hellish game of social deduction, where the malicious evil team stalks and eliminates the good team under the cloak of darkness. The good team's objective is to vanquish the sinister evildoers. Each player possesses a unique role, granting them secrets or influence over the game's progression that they can use to steer their team to victory. But beware, not all is as it seems. For every player is free to lie and mislead others as much as they desire. Zach and I shall serve as your guides through this chilling journey, leading you and the players through every suspenseful twist and turn.
The podcast description includes a handy guide to all the players' roles. And now, prepare to be whisked away to the terrifying realm of Ravenswood Bluff. Once a picturesque village teeming with amiable locals and stunning landscapes, Ravenswood Bluff has been corrupted by the presence of a malevolent demon who now stalks the streets.
The demon, a ravenous imp, will stop at nothing to sate its longing in ghastly displays of sacrifice. And to make matters worse, the imp has enlisted a minion to aid them in their merciless rampage.
But the townsfolk still have a chance to vanquish the imp and save their souls. They must track down and eliminate the fiend before it's too late. Now, let's meet the brave souls who will hunt down the demon and their sinister adversaries. Liz!
Hello!
Welcome! You are our Scarlet Woman for this game.
I am.
You've drawn red.
I've drawn red.
How are you feeling about it?
Okay. In many ways, I prefer being the minion than I do being the demon.
Very fair.
I feel a bit more useful / expendable. So we'll see.
Well, Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Scarlet Woman and how that role works?
Absolutely. So, Scarlet Woman. If there are five or more players alive and the demon dies, you become the demon. So you are a little get out of jail free for the demon. So basically, if the demon gets executed in the day, they can, because you will then become the demon. However, please do note, if there are less than five players alive when that happens, you will not become the demon. Just to clarify, if there are five players alive as the demon is executed, so the demon is one of those five, you will still catch it. But if there are four players alive, then it wouldn't go off. And to add to that, your demon is Laura.
Brilliant. I assume she'll tell everyone she's the imp instantly. And we'll see how that goes.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in the day.
Goodbye.
Hello, Laura. You are our imp for the game. You've drawn red.
So, imp, each night, not the first, choose a player. They die. If you kill yourself this way, a minion becomes the imp. So you are our demon for the game. You are able to kill the rest of the town. However, you are able to kill yourself if you want to. You can pick yourself at night and it will jump to your minion if they are still alive. Please note, if they are not alive, that might not happen. And I am here to tell you that your minion is Liz. That's Liz with a Z, not Liv with a V.
Fabulous.
So your bluffs are saint, librarian, and monk.
Not the mayor?
Not the mayor, unfortunately. Oh.
You can lie about being the mayor if you really want to, but we can't promise that it's not
in
the game.
Yeah, I was going to say there might be another mayor. I could have, like, I could stage a mayor off, though, couldn't I?
Exactly.
Sometimes that's what we want. I might be the saint this time, you know?
Well, you are free to choose any of those and pass them on to your minion. Do you have any strategies in mind for this?
No. I'm torn between just going in, saying I'm the imp and letting people do what they will. Because like, no one would just straight up say they're the imp, right?
Might be a quick game.
I've seen you do it before, Laura, and you won. So,
but also, so have other people in this
game.
Yeah,
it has worked for me. The only other person in this game that's seen me do it before is Liz, and she's on my team. So.
It's true.
It's true. Okay, well, good luck, and we'll see you in the day.
I thought you were going to say good luck and don't fuck it up.
I might fuck it up.
You're allowed to fuck it up a little bit. It's fine.
Bye.
Bye.
I am the imp, the bad one. I'm feeling a little bit nervous about it, if I'm honest. Generally speaking, people seem to sniff me out as a wee bit suspicious, whether I am or not. So things aren't looking too good for old girling over here. But we will see. We will see how it goes.
Okay, I'm the Scarlet Woman, and Laura is my imp, which is very interesting. I've played with Laura before, and she has delicious chaos. She has in the past just claimed being imp right off the bat. And been the imp, and everyone, you know, let her go because I thought it was such a good distraction bluff.
Just remembered I'm responsible for the choosing who dies each night as well. That's very exciting. I think I might kill the mayor first, if somebody is the mayor, because I'm the rightful mayor. I should be the mayor of this town, and this town isn't big enough for the both of us.
I think Laura's probably going to come with something of high chaos, which should be great. And as a Scarlet Woman, like, you know, if the high chaos works, great, she's protected. And if it doesn't, I guess I gotta step up, take that bullet. We'll see. Also, knowing my luck, maybe I'll just die in the first round and just hang out, which is also fine.
I'm intrigued to know which minion Liz is as well. I'm nosy. I want to know what everyone's situation is so I can do better lying, you know? Ooh, maybe I will bluff and say I'm the monk, actually. That is quite a good one.
Okay, up next we have our drunk investigator, Liv. So Liv is the drunk, Liv is not the investigator.
And who have we chosen to give her as pings?
We have chosen to give her Jeremy and Ken as the Scarlet Woman. Neither of whom are they, are both on the good team. So let's bring in Liv.
Hello, Liv. You are our investigator.
I've got a spike glass. There's no bit. Don't worry.
Liv did a wonderful mime of a spyglass there. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about the role?
So the investigator, you start knowing that one of two players is a particular minion. And those two players, I can tell you right now, are Jeremy and Ken.
Oh, no.
And you learn that either Jeremy or Ken is the Scarlet Woman.
Oh, dear. If it's Ken, then it's game over. I know that Ken is good at being evil. All right, cool. Also, if it's Jeremy, it's game over because Jeremy has a lot of wild plays. Cool. Thanks.
With that information, do you have any strategy in mind?
So I've already got my bluffs ready to go. I've chosen three first night information roles. So I've got washerwoman, investigator, and steward. I'm going to go around saying Nathan's good. If I'm bluffing the steward, I'll say that there's a flower girl between Luke and Liz. If I'm bluffing washerwoman, I think I'm going to go to Ken and Jeremy and just kind of get my vibes first of all from them and see what's going on there. And then if I don't get any particular vibes, then I'll just go straight to town and give my info, because that's a valid strategy too, you know? So
brilliant.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Farewell.
So before we bring Blair in, we should choose who her red herring is going to be.
Yes, we should. So for Blair, there is one player in the circle that Blair has played with a lot. Mm-hmm. Who is known to play slightly chaotically and slightly suspiciously, and that is Ken. So he is also the soldier, which is an infinitely excellent Deben bluff. So I think Ken is a very good shout to be the red herring for Blair.
I think let's go for it.
Yeah, excellent. Hello.
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 Ooh. Blair? Lovely to see you.
Lovely to be here.
I know. You are our fortune teller.
I know. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness.
Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about the fortune teller and what it's like?
Right. So the fortune teller. Each night, choose two players. You learn if either is a demon. There is a good player that registers as a demon to you. So Blair will be picking between two players. And if one of them is the imp, the demon, we will give her a yes. However, there is one good player on this script that can register as the demon to Blair.
With that being said, do you have any selection?
I would love to choose Laura and Luke, please.
And you get a yes.
Oh, very interesting. Oh, that's exciting. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Do you have any strategy in mind before you head off?
I'm just going to work my way around this lovely circle of people. And now that I've got a yes on those two, though, I might stick with one of them and choose myself to see next night. But we'll see. I'm gonna mull on it. I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
Lovely. Well,
see you in the day.
Right. Thank you.
See you in the day.
Bye.
Hello.
Ken, lovely to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So you are the soldier, Emily, can you tell us a little bit about what that role is?
Absolutely. The soldier. You are safe from the demon. Very simple. You cannot be attacked by the demon and killed. You can be attacked, but you can't be killed by the demon at night.
Pretty good.
How are you feeling about it? Have you played the role before? Do you have any strategies?
I've played it once before, I think. Only once. I've never really drawn it. It's a tricky one because you stay alive, but everyone's like, wow, you're sus. It's not a good role for me to have. I think people will be very suspicious when it gets late game. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you in the day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Nathan, hello.
How you doing?
Good. Hello. You are the virgin for this game.
Ah, only in this game, though.
Absolutely.
Only in this. I'm just sure that's the first time that joke has been made across all of these recordings.
Definitely the first time.
Definitely 100%. The first time. It's an original
virginity
joke.
Is a societal construct. Okay.
Emily, can you tell us a little bit about the role?
Yes. The virgin. The first time you are nominated, if the nominator is a townsfolk, they are executed immediately. So the key thing there is townsfolk. So basically, if someone in the day goes, I want to nominate Nathan, if that person is in the top roles on the script, they will die immediately and the day will end. They will be executed. So that means the day ends, everyone goes to sleep, no more talking, that's it. Mm-hmm. However, if they are an outsider, a minion, a demon, or if you are poisoned or drunk,
yes,
that will not happen.
Mm.
But other than that, it is one of the most confirmatory roles in the game. There is no way of faking the virgin execution. So if someone nominates you and dies, there is no way for you not to be the virgin. The only thing that could be weird is if the person who nominated you is a spy, but that is some wild levels of play and decisions from us.
Yeah. It's a very powerful role.
It's a very powerful role.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that there are roles in this game that are very powerful, but also mean that you specifically kind of have to die quite early. But hey, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. My big question I'm going to have to think through is whether I tell people I'm a virgin up top or whether I try and pick a role that is suspicious on purpose.
I love a surprise virgin.
It's fun.
Nomination. It's one of my favorite things in Clock Tower is when someone who is a townsfolk nominates the virgin and suddenly they die. Sometimes it's really bad because they're a really good role. It's happened to me as a very good role. Someone was not saying they were the virgin and I nominated them and I immediately died and I was like, no, I'm really useful. However, we confirmed me and the other person immediately. And at the end game, that is so important, having confirmed.
Indeed.
And then also, you know, if you don't say it and someone nominates you and they don't die.
Indeed. That's the really exciting
that's
reveal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love the virgin. It's one of my favorite roles.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
We'll see you in the day.
See you later.
Thank you very much, Nathan. Goodbye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
You are the Slayer. Incredible
yes.
role. Emily, can you tell us a little bit about what the role does?
Yes, the Slayer. Once per game, during the day, publicly choose a player. If they are the demon, they die. You need to do it publicly, so everyone needs to be in the town square. So normally around nomination time at the end of the day. But you can do it at a different time as long as everyone is in the square. If you want to do it earlier, let me know and I will call everyone back to the square. And you need to say, I claim Slayer and I would like to shoot, pick a person. You have it once per game, so once you've used it, it's gone. But if they are the demon, they will drop dead immediately.
Okay, I am planning as of right now to keep my strategy going. I am telling everyone that I might be the imp. I am not here to make friends. I am here to avoid being perceived. And the only way to avoid being perceived is by leaving everyone unsure of whether they've actually perceived you.
I love it. Jeremy, you are fast becoming my favorite Clock Tower player on the planet, I have to say. And we've only played like 4 games together.
Incredible. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. We will see you in the day.
Goodbye.
All right. See y'all later.
Hello. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me, Zach.
So you are our flower girl today.
Yes, I am.
So the flower girl. Each night, not the first night, which is tonight, you learn if a demon voted today.
Ooh.
So at the end of the day phase, there will be nominations and potentially executions where people will put their hands up and they will verbally say yes or no to whether they want someone to be executed. If the demon says yes, you will get a yes at night. If the demon never votes to kill someone, if they always say no, then you will get a no at night.
I'm thrilled. This is a heckin' good roll.
It is, right?
This is incredible power. Seems OP to me. Nerf Flower Girl.
From your point of view, if everyone votes in a day, that's really bad for you. But if only one person votes on one day and you get a yes, phenomenal.
Of course. I also really like Flower Girl because it's exactly the kind of very safe, understandable role that when we're all speaking tomorrow, I can just tell everyone, I'm the Flower Girl.
Exactly.
And, it can be very upfront about it, very honest. And, you know, I think that'll help. It should mean that no suspicion falls my way, which of course it shouldn't because I'm one of the good guys.
Absolutely. You're on the good team. It's fine.
But on the flip side of that, if the demon hears that, they could say, I don't like you. And I'm
no, I forgot that the demon could do that.
They will be trying to work out who to kill at night, so you can lie as much as you want.
Okay, sure.
I will say Flower Girl is considered one of the quite powerful roles in Clock Tower, so it's potentially worth keeping it slightly to yourself. Up to you. Completely up to you.
Okay, I will consider my strategy. Interesting.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm ready.
You're welcome. We'll see you in the day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ooh, fortune teller, very exciting. I love the fortune teller. That is great. Very, very happy to be a good un.
Here we go. Now we're talking. We have drawn the soldier token. You know what? I feel like I've not been the soldier much in my entire time playing this game. I've actually been the soldier very infrequently. I remember I've maybe been it once in my life. So this is going to be interesting.
It has been my plan all along to always claim to be the imp, no matter whether I'm the imp or not. And I think I'm going to keep that strategy, but I'm not actually the imp. I'm the Slayer. The Slayer is a cool character that I've never gotten to be before. But basically, at some point during the game, I can publicly choose a player, and if they are the demon, they die. So maybe at some point I'll publicly choose myself and then request if my character can just die so that everyone gets very confused. That is my new goal, is to just confound everyone else.
I'm going to be bluffing some other things. I'm going to be bluffing Soldier, Virgin, or the Mayor as my three bluffs for people. I don't want people to find out that I'm the fortune teller. Even if they are on the good team, I'm going to keep that to myself for a while because I think it will be better to completely hide that and just say that I'm a role that does not get any information for a while, and then hopefully I can skate by on that. But we'll see. People might figure that out.
Good news. It's me again, the imp, and I'm hydrated now. I've got some water. Got a little bit of mint cordial in it. It's okay to be jealous.
The players are prepared. The lights have dimmed. Now, let the show begin.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/promo.
Hi, this is Rob Benedict.
And I am Richard Speight. We were both on a little show you might know called Supernatural.
It had a pretty good run, 15 seasons, 327 episodes.
And though we have seen, of course, every episode many times, we figured, hey, now that we're wrapped, let's watch it all again.
And we can't do that alone. So we're inviting the cast and crew that made the show along for the ride. We've got writers, producers, composers, directors, and we'll, of course, have some actors on as well, including some certain guys that played some certain pretty iconic brothers.
It was kind of a little bit of a left-field choice in the best way possible.
The note from Kripke was, he's great, we love him, but we're looking for, like, a really intelligent Duchovny type.
With 15 seasons to explore, it's going to be the road trip of several lifetimes. So please join us and subscribe to Supernatural then and now.
Good morning, Ravenswood Bluff.
As the day breaks across the gray cobbled streets and thatched roofs of Ravenswood Bluff, an eerie unease spreads across the village. As you all gather in the square, beginning your daily jobs, you see the dreadful sight of your storytellers, Emily and Zach, hung, drawn, and devoured, suspended from the gnarled oak tree at the heart of the town.
Not both of them.
How devoured are we talking? What's left? Yeah. How are we identifying you?
No. It's truly just face left.
Oh, God.
So we don't even know if that you were devoured. We just know that your bodies are gone and somebody removed your faces and slapped them on a clock tower.
or what little is left of them is not to be discussed.
Looks like it's been munched on.
It is impressive that you can narrate all this to us with just a face.
This could mean only one thing. An imp has taken up residence in Ravenswood Bluff, and any one of your neighbors could be responsible. Find the culprits, or yours might be the next face to live on the tree. Good luck.
Making this tree of faces sound quite nice.
We've got a tree of faces now. It's happened. Well done, everyone.
Luke seems really into this tree of faces. I'm just putting that out there.
That's
for...
pretty dodgy, actually, Luke.
Okay, I would like to kick things off by telling you all that I'm possibly the demon.
You're possibly the demon.
Cool. Right. Well, what? Okay. And then they vanish into the ether.
Jeremy the Slayer and Liv the Investigator scurry away quickly into a private chat.
Hey.
Hi. What would you like to do and discuss and whatnot?
Would you like to trade threes?
Absolutely.
At practice, which means we tell each other three different things that we might be.
Mm-hmm. And which is both giving you insight to the role that we are, but not giving it away straight away. Wonderful. Yes, I would. So I will give you washerwoman, investigator, and steward.
Washerwoman, investigator, and steward. Okay, I would like to upfront say I could be the monk, the drunk, or the imp.
No, you could not. Okay.
I could be.
Yeah, you can't. Well, look, you wouldn't know if you were the drunk Jeremy. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't
know. For the record, everybody at home, if you are the drunk, you don't actually know that you're the drunk. You think you're another townsfolk character. So I could very well think that I'm the monk, but I'm actually the drunk. Or I could just be lying and I'm actually the imp.
I'm going to pop you down as monk and hope for the best.
All right.
So we shall see. But
you're going to be really confused when I suddenly reveal that I'm the Undertaker.
Gosh, darn it. And he's gone.
Meanwhile, Team Evil are busy discussing their bluffs.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what are my bluffs?
Right, so the bluffs are, so I've just been trying to close this so that I can see what the bluffs are. Monk, librarian, and saint.
Okay.
What would you like? What kind of minion are you?
I'm the Scarlet Woman.
You're the Scarlet Woman. Excellent.
But I will happily throw myself on the fire to protect you. Which one would you like to bluff?
Aw, thanks, babes. I was thinking I quite fancied being the monk.
Okay.
However, maybe it's better, seeing as you're the Scarlet Woman, maybe it's better for you to be the monk, because I feel like if I'm the saint, people will be like, oh, that's a good one for a demon to say they are.
Okay.
And if they do turn on me and vote me out, then you still get to
imp. You want to be the saint and I'll be the monk? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that sounds good. Unless you want to be the librarian, but...
No, I'll happily be the monk.
Who shall I kill on the first night, or shall I wait and find out?
I genuinely don't know who anyone is, so...
No, neither do I. How exciting!
Leave Jeremy alive, maybe, because he's good chaos.
Yes,
if he's going to keep saying he's the imp.
Yeah, we love to see it.
Cool. Thanks. Let's go sow some chaos.
Bye!
Bye.
As the game continues, Ken bluffs as the Slayer to Luke, who realizes the Flower Girl may be more difficult than he realized.
Okay, Ken, how are you feeling about how things are going murder-wise?
I feel confident we'll catch the killer. Don't worry. We're in safe hands.
Have you seen this kind of thing before?
Oh, a few times. Yeah.
Do you mind if I reveal my role to you, Ken? Can I trust you?
Yeah, you can trust me. Don't worry.
I'm the flower girl, Ken.
Oh, sick. You're going to have to do some admin. Admin role.
An admin role? No. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, the flower girl probably has to do the most admin of any
person. The most admin of anyone?
Person. In this game.
Oh, man, what admin do I have to do? I guess I have to keep a note of whether or not the demon voted today.
Well, you have to remember whether any single person voted.
Okay, well, I'm not necessarily going to be the best flower girl. I'm going to be the best flower girl I can be. How about you, Ken? I've shared. Will you share?
Yeah, I'll say I am the slayer.
Okay, the way you said I'll say I'm the slayer makes me think that you're just sort of picking something out of thin air.
It could be.
But I believe you.
Thank you.
Once per game during the day, publicly choose a player. If they are the demon, they die. Damn! That's an awesome power.
It's a very exciting role. It's very exciting.
Responsibility, though, because you got to aim your... Do they die if they're not the demon?
No. If they're not the demon, brilliant. Nothing happens. So you're just like, okay. But at the same time, anyone can say, I'm the slayer. I choose to use my slayer shot on... Or I choose to fire my crossbow on Blair, for example. And the storyteller will either say that person dies if they're a demon, or they'll just say no effect. Even if you're not the slayer, they'll have to say no effect.
Sure. So you could...
Cover it both ways.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's still worth shooting your shot, right? Are you going to shoot at someone today?
So here's the thing. How the game works is eventually it will go down to a final day of just three players.
Yeah.
I've never been in a situation where I'm one of those three players and I'm the slayer. Because in that situation, you can shoot your shot at one of them. If they don't die, then you know it's the other one.
So you want to make it through to that last round?
That is exactly my quest for this game. I want to get to the end and be like, oh, by the way, I'm the slayer.
Cool. I love it.
If you're the demon, don't kill me, because that's my quest.
Don't worry, Ken. Even if I was the demon, I would do everything I could to help you live your dream.
That's very kind of you, Luke. That is very generous. Cool. So I might tell everyone I'm like the saint, so I don't get killed.
Okay. No, I like that. I won't. I'll go along with that.
Or the soldier. Saint or the soldier.
Saint or the soldier.
So I don't get attacked.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, those roles are safe from the demon.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, they're good. Wish I was that role.
Yeah, so I'm going to play quite chaotically, but you know what I truly am.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Ken. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing with me.
No worries.
Yeah,
no worries.
I hope you get to shoot your shot.
Me too.
Elsewhere, Nathan and Blair are swapping three roles that they could potentially be.
So, what do you want to reveal? Any secrets you want to reveal I can reveal in kind?
So, I am happy to say three characters that I might be, if you would like to give three characters that you might be in return.
Yes, this is a popular tactic I have heard. I'm more than happy to do that in return.
All right, I'll start us off. Mm-hmm. I am either the soldier, the virgin, or the mayor.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because I also have three to give you, and I am either the soldier, the virgin, or the steward.
Ooh, okay, fun.
Very juicy about potential overlaps. There can only be one of us, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's very fun. Okay. If you were the steward, who was the one person that you learned?
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't you who I learned about. It was Liz, actually.
Okay, all right, cool. That's fantastic. All right, well, that's nice. I hope that you are that, because that would be nice to know one good player.
Yeah, no, I agree. We do our best in terms of giving useful information to folks. But you should probably go speak to other folks, because I know that time is limited.
I absolutely should. All right, well, lovely speaking to you. Goodbye.
Have a good one. Peace.
Meanwhile, Liz, the Scarlet Woman, and Jeremy the Slayer are talking with storyteller Zach in the town square.
So do you want to trade threes?
Sure. Are yours imp, imp, and imp?
No, mine are monk, drunk, and imp.
Monk drunk and imp.
So monk drunk and imp. Cool. Unhelpful. Truly unhelpful.
I really wish there was a demon called like punk so you could be monk drunk and punk.
Oh, that'd be sick. We need to write that theme.
If you're the drunk, you don't know that you're drunk. If you're the imp, this is a very bold swing, which again, I love. I mean, last time I played with you, what was it? 3 out of 4 times you were the imp?
Yeah, I take nothing but big swings.
Yeah, fair enough. So you are potentially the monk.
Potentially the monk, yes. But also, even if I did think I was the monk, I still could be the drunk.
Okay. Interesting.
And I could always be trying to throw you off my scent because I'm actually the imp. And it could also be that none of those three are accurate. That's what I love about this game.
I get the sense that that might well be the case. So, you know, cool.
What are you?
I'm Baron Spy Poisoner.
Baron Spy Poisoner. Okay, cool. I'm gonna save that. So what I'm gathering is you might be working with the imp.
Yeah, maybe. Or I could just be lying for three.
It's true, but I could also be the imp and know that you're lying.
All right. I really love your chaos play. There's really nowhere to go from here, and I respect that. Do you have any first aid information?
Is that to the table?
I mean, yeah. Oh, hey, Nathan. Yeah, if anyone's got any first aid information or wants to claim outsider or anything.
A little bit risky. I've got the list of roles that I could be. Not very sexy in terms of information to offer, I realize.
I would like to say publicly, if in fact I was the monk, I selected Liv.
That's interesting. Mm.
But you shouldn't trust me.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Cool. I mean, the monk doesn't select on the first night, so that's incorrect. Respectfully.
Mm.
Maybe they changed the rules. Maybe we're playing an off-brand thing.
Yeah. Mm. They homebrewed it.
Just to add, the rules have not been changed.
Did somebody say they'd heard of an outsider on the first night?
Well, there definitely is an outsider, of course.
Just one. Well, I don't mind telling you all that it's not me.
Cool.
Okay. So don't worry about it, would be my advice.
So does anybody have like anybody that they currently suspect?
I'm a wee bit suspicious of everyone right now, to be honest. I always find it difficult on the first couple of days.
You don't have enough information, really.
Yeah. Are you suspicious of anyone yet?
Myself.
Yourself?
What is going on with this? What's going on, Jeremy?
Honestly, in terms of suspiciousness, I think Luke likes to behave in a suspicious way, which is what makes me automatically assume that it's him. And I just, as a safety, I'm like, let's go ahead and kill that guy, just in case.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, we have a round or two. We can get away with it, you know? Also, if in fact I was the imp, I might just want him dead just to make everybody think it was me more.
Yeah, it does sound like something an imp would say.
Yeah, I don't like people taking credit for my kills.
Yeah.
You're very eager to throw suspicion upon yourself. I am impressed at this form of play.
The whole thing with this game is that you can never know if anyone's ever telling the truth.
Sure.
I can't trust any of you, and none of you can trust me, and I think we should all really lean into that fact.
Yeah. The thing is that, Jeremy, when we enter this call, like, I don't know who you are anymore, you know, when we enter this game. Because, like, you're one of my closest friends, but then we enter this game, and it's like, who is that man?
Previous allegiances all thrown out the window, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Liv, when I start playing this game, I don't know who I am anymore.
You're so right. You just, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. Mm. Yeah.
Road to self-discovery through playing Murder and Suspicion Simulator.
I wish there was a hug button so we could all group hug.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Aww. That's very sweet. Yeah.
As the day continues, Flower Girl Luke decides that he can trust evil player Liz.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I just had a very baffling conversation with Jeremy where he's clearly giving me three roles that he absolutely is not. So.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, can I be a tonic to that and just tell you exactly what my actual role is for real?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm the flower girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So you know if the demon voted today, yeah?
Yeah, I know if the demon voted. I've been informed that it is an admin-heavy role, which is quite a little annoying.
Yeah, some notes are probably helpful.
How about you, Liz?
I'll give you three, if that's helpful.
Three roles that might possibly be you?
Three roles that I might be, yeah.
Can you just tell me the one that you are?
I'm gonna not, because I'd like to live for a bit.
Okay. Suit yourself.
I assure you that if I was somebody disposable, I would have been singing my role in the town square from minute one. That is very much my style of play. But in honor and respect of Zach and Emily's storytelling, I'm being slightly more coy this time.
Okay, no worries.
But I'll give you Ravenkeeper, Slayer, Monk.
Now I'm wondering if I should tell you a secret that I've been instructed not to tell anyone. I'll tell you this. One of the roles that you mentioned, someone else who I've spoken to has claimed to be already.
Okay.
Which, you know, isn't exactly dynamite information, is it?
I mean, it's very possible. I am only one of those three, so the other two are up for grabsies.
Elsewhere, Liv and Ken are swapping three roles that they could possibly be, some more truthful than others.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. What's your vibe?
Would you like to do some threes? And by threes, I think I've already mentioned that we give each other three characters that we could possibly be for the podcast audience.
Yeah, I'm happy with a three.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay. I will give you Washerwoman, Investigator, and Steward.
Oh, all the top three. Wow.
Maybe. I mean, it is.
You just only read down the list.
I should have just said top three, but I like to drag it out.
I like to. I'll tell you I'm the Slayer, the Soldier, or the Saint. All S's.
Okay. Ooh, the triple S.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Fantastic. Okay, I'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah.
The trend of swapping three roles continues with Laura the Imp and Nathan the Virgin.
Yeah, do you have any info to trade? Did you get any first night info?
I mean, I have three roles that I can offer to you, and you can tell, and you can determine which one I am if you would like to do the same.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, which three might you be?
Well, I'm possibly either the Soldier, the Virgin, or the Steward.
Ooh, interesting. The Soldier, the Virgin, or the Steward.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
Although, all things considered, it may be any of those three, but I'm not quite sure about this ascertaining of who is the steward in group chat. That's a very bold thing for them to do.
Or you could be the imp.
Unlikely, though.
That's always an option. Unlikely. Mm.
Statistically unlikely. On your end, what are you?
So shall I give you three as well?
Yes, please. I would love
that. Yeah. So I might be the saint. I might be the mayor. I mean, I am the mayor. I give off my oral vibes whether I am in the role of the mayor or not. But I could be the mayor. I am. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I am the mayor. But if I wasn't the mayor, I might be the saint. Mm. And I might be the monk.
Okay. Well, being the saint is very convenient for you, being able to keep yourself protected.
Yeah, I might be. But I might not be. So if you are the imp, don't kill me yet. Oh, wait. Wait, it's if I die by execution, the team loses, not if I die in the night.
Hey, we are continually discovering our roles.
Yeah. How exciting. Every day is a school day.
a field trip to Murder Village.
Saint, the mayor, or the monk.
Okay, fabulous. We should probably let you go and chat to other people, but I'll see you on the other side.
Lovely chat. Bye.
Meanwhile, trust is forming between Liv and Blair.
So you say you might potentially have first night info. If you don't want to share it, that's totally fine. I think that's absolutely a fair tactic. I'm happy to tell you three characters that I might be. That is what I will do. So I don't want you oversharing if you're not happy with that.
I'm fine to hard claim to at least one person. Well, I think I'm going to just tell the town anyway.
Okay.
But I'll tell you because you're not in my ping. So I'm the investigator.
Ooh.
So that's years. Okay. So I've seen that there's either a Scarlet Woman between Ken and Jeremy.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to hard claim to you, Liv.
Okay.
Because I like to randomly trust one person.
Me too.
So I am the fortune teller.
Oh gosh, okay.
Last night I asked about Laura and Luke and I got a yes.
Oh, interesting.
But
okay.
Just so you know, I'm not going to tell anyone else that for a long time. I'm going to be bluffing soldier, virgin, or the mayor.
Ooh, okay.
To everyone else. Okay, so that's what I've told you, is that I'm either the soldier, virgin, or mayor.
Yes, you have indeed.
But you know the truth.
I know the truth, and I will take it to my grave, which if you're bluffing, thank you. Might be soon.
No, I'm definitely not. Okay, cool.
Fab. Yeah, no, I will keep that shtum for sure.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think I'm just going to choose Ken and Nathan tonight.
Okay.
Because I know that there's one good player that will give me the demon ping.
Yes.
So I kind of would rather do more of the circle until we get a little bit more information to narrow it down.
And feel free to check me as well. Not that you would like...
Yeah, I mean, I'll get there. I'll get there eventually, Liv, don't worry.
You're like, I trust you, but not quite enough. All right.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Nice. All right, see you in a bit. Good chat.
As each day comes to an end, the townsfolk of Ravenswood Bluff come together to select one of their fellow players to execute, hoping to rid themselves of the demon lurking among them.
To carry out the execution, a player must gain a number of votes equal to half the amount of living players. Today, you will require 4 votes to put a player up for execution. Nominations are open.
Has anyone got dodgy vibes?
I have some vibes, but I also have some rock hard info. Ooh. If anyone would like to.
Oh, wow, already.
Listen.
Yes, please.
Yes, indeed. So I'm first night roll. I'm the investigator. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Just coming out with it because I think it's useful to do that. So I saw a scarlet woman between Jeremy and Ken. And that's what I have seen.
Here we go.
Interesting. And I went to Jeremy, and I don't think it's Jeremy, which is interesting. So I feel like maybe it is you, Ken.
That's okay.
Going off vibes.
Vibes, vibes can be wrong, but that's fine.
It can be.
Do we have a virgin in the town?
Mm.
I think that might be what Jeremy is, which is why he's like trying.
It's kind of hurtful.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
There's no shame.
I mean, Liv, if you want to test that.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, on Jeremy? Yeah?
Yeah.
Liv nominates Jeremy?
Let's not do it quite yet, in case this stuff... There might be other stuff to
discuss. Well, no, I mean, I think let's test it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Even if I am, yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
Liv nominates Jeremy. Liv, why would you like to nominate Jeremy?
I would like to nominate Jeremy to see if Jeremy is a virgin... Because when a townsfolk nominates a virgin, they die immediately. And I did not die. And so that's interesting information. Also, Jeremy could be a minion, so.
Jeremy, your defense.
My defense is that you can't trust a single thing I say. I'd like to preface that up front. And I'd also like to say that I am not the Scarlet Woman, but I might still be the imp.
I guess I was going to say, why are you so willing to be in a position to sacrifice yourself? But I guess as the investigator, the useful information you've obtained is already sorted.
Yeah, I'm all spent up and it's good to keep me around. But like, you know, I don't want there to be speculation on me. I'm happy to just be out.
Each of you will be asked one by one to render your verdict. Yes or no. Your response must be swift and decisive. No lingering, no hesitation. Should you fail to speak within 3 seconds, your silence will be counted as no, and we shall proceed to the next in line.
Once a player is executed, the day will end, but their role will be a mystery to all. As a ghost, they can still participate in the game, joining discussions, but they have no power to nominate or make decisions. Even in death, they hold on to a single vote. A single opportunity to vote yes. Once the vote has been cast, it's gone forever. Beware, for the dead can still influence the living. To put Jeremy on the block, you will need 4 votes, starting with Liv.
No.
Nathan.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Luke.
No.
Laura.
No.
Blair.
No.
Liz.
No.
And Jeremy.
Yes.
3 is not enough.
Jeremy is safe forth today. Any other nominations?
Hey, Jeremy, what the fuck?
I am not here to make friends.
Actually, with that out of the way, a demonstration of how the Virgin works. I'm the Virgin, by the way.
Oh.
Okay, I nominate Nathan.
Ken nominates Nathan and dies. Good night, everybody.
What?
So that was the first half of the first episode of Realms of Peril and Glory's Blood on the Clock Tower. We hope you really liked it. We put a lot of work into it, and yeah, if you want to check out more and listen to the rest of this episode and hear the next episode, then you can search Blood on the Clock Tower or Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts, and it will absolutely come up. Or head over to realmspod.com/clocktower or check the link in the podcast description. We hope you like what you heard today, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
If I play you something, will you promise not to tell anyone about it?
What is it?
There's a thing in the sky. You've got to get someone down here quick. It's fucked. It's moving. It's buzzing. It's getting closer, I think.
I need to talk to someone senior.
Putting you through now.
Don't pull me. It's getting louder. I can feel it. I can feel it inside my head.
Listen to Hovering, the latest fiction horror show on Realm's premier horror channel, Undertow. Hovering is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I study the secrets of the divine plagues and uncover the blasphemous truth that ours is not a loving God and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, wherever podcasts are available.